brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead, as we usually do, to the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Before I read these readings or we discuss all of this, I just want to say to you, all of you who are listening, how much I have appreciated your prayers. I've gotten so many cards, so many masses, so many rosaries, so many all kinds of things for me, and I am so grateful to each and every one of you. There's no way that I can personally write to all of you, but I want to say here, and I want you to pass this word on, I am deeply grateful, because I was struck time and again just saying to myself, somebody has to be praying for me, because I would have peace when I didn't think I could have peace, or I'd have a time of prayer with the Lord that gave me great peace or hope or help in some way. And I just want to say thank you so much. None of your offers were taken or ignored or shoved away somewhere. I have them all. And I'm so grateful. I just recently, something you could pray for, I just heard from a young man in Europe, Scotland, I think. And he's coming into the church. And he has a marvelous priest, a marvelous people who are helping him. And he just wrote to tell me how much he liked the program and how much it was a help to him. And I just want to say to him and to all of you, I love to do this program, and I love to do it in whatever way it helps you. Even if my voice is gravelly a bit these days, don't worry about my voice or my recuperation. Just if I'm trying to get the truth out to you, and the voice will get in place very soon, I assure you. Today we look ahead now, as I said, to the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's from 1 Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, and chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. How many times I hear that from myself and from others. How long, O Lord? I pray and nothing happens, nothing changes. Persevere. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me, and he said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity. You know, oh, nothing's happened. I prayed nothing happened. Persevere. Persevere in your prayer, asking God for his will, asking that your life might be a sign of his presence, his will being done in you. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. And it's hard sometimes to grow in faith because you can't see anything. But we want you to open up your heart, brothers and sisters. I certainly want you to open up your heart for God's goodness. Faith is something we need in this world. We need it very, very much. So I encourage you, pay attention to these readings. The responsorial psalm says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You can hear his voice through the radio. You can hear his voice through the newspaper. Those are some of the ways. Sometimes God speaks directly, but not often, and don't think, oh, well, it's not for me, it's not for me. Do what the Bible shows you. Pay attention to his word. Pay attention to the mass readings for each day. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Brothers and sisters, what a responsorial psalm. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us claim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds and the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa, in the desert where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, even though they had seen my works. So just seeing his works sometimes isn't enough, because there's something in us that me, myself, and I, you know, I say the unholy trinity, we want our way. We want God's will, but we want it our way. We can get stuck there. What you want to be able to say is with this responsorial psalm, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You might hear it through other people, as I said before. You want to pay attention to that. You might hear it for something you read. God speaks to us in all kinds of ways. It might just be a sentence or a few words, but you say, ah, that's it. That's what I needed. Stop and thank him. Thank him for that. And today we go ahead and look at the second reading from Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, and then 13 and 14. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and of love and of self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake. Bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. That's what we want to do. Lean on him. Teach me, Lord. Stir into flame the gift that you've given me. We did not get a spirit of cowardice, but of power and love and self-control. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Reread Matthew and Timothy, Paul's letter to Timothy. Read that again and again. Matthew is also very, very good. Look at that and see what is God calling me to. How is God speaking to me through his word? Through the readings that you're going to have, how is God speaking to me? Is there anything in today's readings that's touching me? Anything in today's readings that's calling me to change or calling me to proclaim, calling me to live? Brothers and sisters, we want to stir into a flame the gift of God that was given through the imposition of God's hands. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Let's open our hearts to that today. Please open our hearts, because God's word is clearly needed to be heard. It's clearly needed, brothers and sisters. Some people would say to me, I never heard God. Have you listened at church? Have you listened to the word of the Lord? It's there. It's right there. Do you take it to yourself, or rather do you say, oh, so-and-so should hear this, or so-and-so should hear that? Take a look at yourself. What should I hear? What is God asking of me? Then let's take a moment on the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, just a very, very little. If you had that kind of faith, you would be able to say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. We don't have that much faith, most of us, me included. We need to grow in faith, to believe, to draw close to him, to seek to love him. And perhaps in our lives, we'll see that we're being challenged either by a thought, by a prayer, by somebody speaking to us, or by God himself, that he wants us to do something. Listen, listen. It will always challenge, because we're not as close to the Lord as we want to think we are. We want to open our hearts more. Lord, do you really expect this of me? Love my enemies? Do good to those who persecute me? Yes, that is what he's asking of us. Let's open our hearts. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep, come here immediately and take your place at the table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink, and then you may eat and drink. Certainly he's giving them food and drink, but it's after I'm done. You know, looking at that in terms of the Lord, do I give the Lord the first place? Sometimes, you know, I could put off my eating for a half hour or an hour and spend the time with the Lord. What am I doing with my time? Is it really used? I don't mean that we have to be praying 24/7, but we have to see ourselves as God's sons and God's daughters, and he wants to draw us to himself. Listen to him. Read the scripture daily, as I've said before. Read it daily and listen to him. The gospel here says in Luke, "Who among you would say to your servant who's just come in from plowing or tending the sheep, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat'?" So we want to serve the needs of others. Go and do them. And then you may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." Brothers and sisters, how often are we turning to the needs of others? How often are we looking around us? Sometimes even a word is what people need. Sometimes they need you to give them something. Brothers and sisters, we want to be a people who are loved by the Lord because we've loved him and we've loved his people. And the question is, am I doing that? The other question I think we need to ask ourselves is exactly what was here in the gospel. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. If you even had faith the size of a mustard seed, my goodness, brothers and sisters, surely our faith can be greater than that. But even if it is just small, can I do another thing based on that faith? Yes, I can. I can do one thing or another. I can reach out to someone. I can sit at the bedside of somebody. I can visit the hospital. Whatever the case may be, whatever the need may be. Maybe it's go do this errand for me. Do it. Of course I can do that for you. If somebody's in need, do whatever you can for them. And even when somebody doesn't appear to be at need, ask the Lord, "Lord, is there something you want me to do here? Is there something I can do to help this person? Is there some way that I can serve them for your name's sake?" How much God would love that. How much God would love that. Yes, don't expect necessarily that they're going to be grateful for it. Just do it for them. They're probably so stunned they don't know what to say. Do it for them. And even if they, "Oh, yeah, I suppose you could do this for me," because something may be going on in that other person's life. Just continue to be kind. And after a while, perhaps you know them well enough that you can encourage them to be grateful. That's important, too. God wants us to be grateful to him and grateful to one another. So I beg you, brothers and sisters, hear this gospel, and may we today grow in our faith. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.